Fundamentally, poverty is a denial of choices and opportunities, a violation of human dignity. It means lack of basic capacity to participate effectively in society. It means not having enough to feed or clothe a family, not having a school or clinic to go to, not having the land on which to grow one's food or a job to earn one's living, not having access to credit. It means insecurity, powerlessness, and exclusion of individuals, households, and communities. It means susceptibility to violence, and it often implies living on marginal or fragile environments without access to clean water or sanitation. Now, knowing the definition of poverty, think about the 1 in 4 children in Europe who are living in poverty. That is 25% of children in Europe who are struggling to get basic human needs, including food, safe drinking water, sanitation facilities, health, shelter, and education.
That's a serious amount of people that are in that definition of poverty, and poverty is a serious problem around the world. That is why we need to come together and fix it.
Yeah, like as Kyle was saying, it's a big thing around the world because worldwide, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty, which is a crazy number.
Poverty affects everything, like your hunger and your thirst, education.
Did you guys know that in 2015, people lived on less than $1.25 a day?
No, I didn't know that. But also, it was found that in Asia that people live below $1.9 a day.
That's crazy. I don't know how anybody could live like that. That's so sad to think about.
No, honestly, if you actually think about it, it's like if we were living that situation, I don't think we'd be able to handle it. Like, it's really just crazy. It's sad.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Not having money, they're not going to be able to get out of poverty because if they don't have money, they can't get food or the basic needs that they need.
Yeah.
And along with the poverty, it's like, it doesn't help that, like, in Asia, 30% of all adults can't read. So I think a lot of, like, education is a big role in how, what happens.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to read before you can actually do something to get out of poverty. If you don't know how to read, that means you probably wouldn't know how to do a job, and that wouldn't allow people to get into the work field and find a job to try to provide for their family.
On top of that, in Asia, 70% of their income goes towards their food, which is like if they don't have as much money when it comes to it in general, and 70% of it is going to their food, then it just adds more to the amount that they're not getting.
Right, because on top of the food, they need other needs too.
Exactly.
Like clothes, things like that.
Shelter. All kinds of things.
It's very nice to see that there are a lot of organizations that help people, but I think they're really trying to help them, but it needs more than that to like try to stop poverty.
Yeah.
Like one of the organizations is the World Bank, and they're trying to they have an end poverty campaign that helps the poorest countries try to get out of poverty, and that by giving them resources to attempt to get a kickstart, pretty much.
Like a luxury push.
Yeah.
I know for UNICEF, I think it is, in Europe, they have like one organization that is specifically for like the more, how do I put it, marginalized groups, I guess, that like don't really get as much help in general, so then it's kind of like helping them specifically, which is, I think, is really good.
Yeah, it's true.
It's also found that women are more likely to go into poverty, so that's why groups, UN groups such as like the UN Women, they are attempting to help get the women equally paid and more opportunities to get into the workforce, and allow them to try to get out of the poverty rates and allow them to be as equal as other genders, such as men and others.
Right. On top of the like gender equality in Asia, they lose $24 to $47 billion a year due to limited opportunities to women. So that's on top of the poverty. They're not like women aren't making as much compared to men.
Yeah.
Also, if they do have jobs, they get paid less than men, so it's a higher rate of poverty.
It was also found that in many countries, girls are twice as likely as boys to die from malnutrition and preventable childhood diseases, which is hard because if you're in poverty, you can't get health care or the needs of what you need to get out of that like sickness.
Right. And imagine if the woman's pregnant too.
Exactly.
Then that's you have another baby too, and another kid that's coming.
On top of that, they're finding that the women are having a higher risk of, at a childbearing age, of getting a disease called anemia. It allows blood clots, so the mother's like body can't really provide things for the baby, and the baby will pretty much just die inside the womb. And that's supposed to be like the safest place in the world for your body, pretty much, is in the womb.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's true.
So, I mean, like, on top of that, why would you want to keep on bringing children into the world? Like, in Africa, they barely have enough water to even supply for their own people right now. Day one is when they're going to run out of water and have to keep proportioning it. Day zero, I'm sorry. And they're going to have to proportion it even more. In fact, sooner or later, they're going to run out of water on, I believe, April 1st. I believe.
Over half of the population in Africa lives on $1.90 or less a day.
Right.
And
over 40% in Sub-Sahara live in absolute poverty too.
233 million people were undernourished in 2016 in Africa. Dang. That's too many people.
Yeah.
Well, and if you think about it too, that wasn't too long ago. So it probably that number probably just got even bigger.
Exactly.
In like the couple of years since that last was figured out.
And right. Out of those 233 million people, 160 million children are malnourished.
But it's in the Middle East. Due to poverty, the life expectancy has been cut by 20 years in Syria, and that's just probably going to keep on going down and more down and down with all the civil war going on in Syria and the money that they're going to have to pay for it. So their life expectancy is going to keep on cutting down and lower and lower and lower.
Right.
Did you guys know that in Africa, a child is now only supposed to live to 5 years old?
Dang.
That's
crazy to think about. Like, my brother is only, like, 6, but it's like, imagine like somebody in your family being like that young and like not living to get to the age that we're
so
at now.
Sad.
There are like 6 of us at this table. That means that at least one of us would have not made it past the age of 5.
Plus, like, while they're alive, they're like suffering.
Exactly.
Food.
If their parents are struggling, why would they want to, like, have another child and let them struggle just as bad as they are, even worse than they are?
I think it would put, like, more of a load on the parents as well, because before they had a kid, they'd have to, even if they were struggling to, like, give food for themselves and, like, make money, then they bring another kid in, and then they have to supply for both of them, which will make it harder.
Yeah. I mean, 1/3 of the people in Africa lack clean water. That's just a large amount.
That's crazy.
On top of that.
Right, and that 1/3 is 738 million people in Africa.
Yeah.
Which makes it obviously harder for them to make income if they're not getting the proper, like, nutrition and water.
And you need water to live. It's a basic need.
Yeah, but also on top of the not allowing to get food, in Africa there was 47% people that lived on $1.90 a day. That's just adding even more onto child poverty and not being able to provide for their families. And just on top, it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, the UNDP is trying to translate economic growth to help development of the economy, but it's still, there's a matter of getting in there and helping, or just slowly trying to get in and fix it.
Right. And, like, on top of all those facts in Africa, if you, like, look at Latin America, nearly 1 in 12 haven't completed a primary school, which is a necessary skill to work, obviously. And if you don't have, like, the proper education, you can't really get into, like, the jobs that would pay enough to, like, support yourself and a family.
Yeah. And with that, 1 in 5 people in Latin America live in chronic poverty. I mean, like, they really can't get out of it.
Yeah,
right.
Like, that's terrible.
Which, gives them a lack of access to basic healthcare, which is 20% of the population don't have access to healthcare.
And even if they do get access to healthcare, it's, like, poor access.
Right.
Also, like, half of the world's population in Latin America is making $2.50 a day. That's just half of Latin America making that much money is not okay.
Also, if, like, you're in poverty, like, you don't have enough food and you become sick and it's harder to work and find jobs if you're sick, so then you just stay in poverty and it gets worse because you're getting sick.
Because you can't actually get up and find a job to make money.
You don't have money for medicine, you don't have money for health care, you just struggle, and you don't have food, and when you're sick, you need food and water to keep you going, at least. But if they can't get that, they're really down.
Yeah, once you're in poverty, it's really hard to get out.
Like, I mean, even if you're not sick and you have family members that you're living with that you have to support as well, and they're sick, then, like, who's going to take care of them if you're out at work? Like, you might have to stay back and, like, help them.
It may not affect you personally, but it affects us, the world that we live in. Stay tuned to next week to see the other issues affecting us globally.